This is the national radio broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American leader.
The day of religion. I intend that this presentation that I'm going to make now brings us to see and understand the Islamic concept of unity more and better. The Islamic concept of unity is termed Tawheed. Tawheed, T-A-U-H-I-D, they spell it most of the time, but for the help of pronouncing it correctly, T-A-U-H-E-E-D, Tawheed. And it comes from the word in the Quranic and Arabic. After all, these concepts were not with the Arabs before Islam, only after the Prophet. So they are Quranic terms. They are not Arabic terms only. They are Quranic Arabic terms. You have to put Quranic before Arabic. Quranic Arabic terms are Quran Arabic terms. Tawheed, as I said, means unity. But it means a little more than unity because there are other common words for unity. This is a particular word in Revelation for unity. It is close to monotheism, the idea of one God ruling in the life, in the human life, and over everything that exists. Of the Jews, you know, but but it also has some tie to the Christian concept of God, not the plural body or the shirk that we call shirk, not to that, but to the continuous line of purity and light that comes from our Creator to the servants of God, to men. How it comes and how we understand it, it resembles something of that in Christian doctrine or Christian theology. And the purpose of presenting Tawheed in this connection with the most important concept for the people of the book is to show us our connectedness, that we are not to see ourselves separate, completely separate from the movement in Scripture, from its beginning to its conclusion. And its conclusion brings us to the language, the day of religion, the day of religion. If we would translate Yawm al-Din literally, without interpreting it or applying it from some other language of guidance to Muslims in the Quran, we would translate Yawm al-Din, the day of religion, the day of religion. But understand, I'm addressing Tawheed, I'm proceeding to address Tawheed. Understand that Deen in Arabic is very closely associated with a word that means death, Deen, death. If I have a debt to you, is very the word for debt is closely tied to the word deen. And that's the way we should understand the word religion in the Quran. It refers to the debt of the creature to the Creator. We're indebted to the Creator of everything, including man or mankind, for whatever we have of good use, our lives, our own lives, and whatever is in His creation. We're indebted to Him. And that should be our most important view of man's relationship to God, or with God. That man is created to be conscious, and for his consciousness to reach to the far regions of the heavens and the earth, and behold the unity for the logic supporting matter, keeping matter's existence and preserving its nature or its performance as God created, as God created it to be. So Tawheed begins with the observation that not only Abraham made, but Abraham is the father of that, I would say, insight being spread or being given to mankind and evolving eventually into what we call exact sciences and higher education. Exact sciences and higher education. We believe in the unity of matter. The prophets observed that. Prophets of old, they observed that. And I said Abraham is the leader of all nations, of all. He's a father, meaning the leader, the first leader. And it continues or proceeds from that belief or premise that all matter comes under the same law or the same universal law or the same laws that are universal. So they are tied together by one logic, one consistent logic. It's true for one side of the earth and true for the other side of the earth. It's true in your town, my town, and towns across the water. It's true everywhere. That's universal logic. The truth, that truth stands up anywhere and everywhere. Recently we have heard in the news, publications, magazines, and on television discussions, that thinkers are saying now that religion and science are coming together. Religion and science are coming together. Well, if you understand the Quran, it's clear in the Quran that they have to come together. It's inevitable. They must come together because God's truth is one. He doesn't have a truth somewhere and another truth or another place that contradicts it, or truth in one form of life that contradicts the truth in another form of life. No. His truth is one. Meaning, wherever truth is, it agrees with other truths. It is not against other truths. So religion and science must come together. If religion is true and science is true, they must come together. And Allah says, see, that this creation was once one continuous whole before it was separated and made sky and earth. Science tells us the earth belongs to the sky. It's a member in the family of the heavenly bodies, or the sky bodies, the bodies in space. So science really tells us that heaven and earth are not truly separated. The earth, with its nature and its movement and everything, its elements and everything, belongs to the family of bodies in space. I don't have a lot of time. I have a claim that I do want to make, and I tend to just want to stay with you all. I love you so much, I just want to stay with you. And that's coming from my heart, not from my mind. If I let my mind come into play, I might say I hate some of you, but that's my heart. And I thank God for making my heart stronger than my mind. My mind too strong. My mind too smart. Too small. My mind is too small for all that God puts on the mind. My heart has to take and bear the weight. Yes, wonderful it is, and I'm wasting time. I have to get to the point here. Tawheed, continuing with Tawheed. So this Tawheed is a logic, and it's a logic that influences all life, all matter, and all life. This logic called Tawheed, it influences all matter and all life, human life, everything. Human life more than anything else, because human life is free. That is the freedom of consciousness. The freedom of consciousness. So we are free to take our mind out of the small confines of our created nature, into the nature of matter, the nature of energy. We can take ourselves, we just delve into everything that our minds can reach.